now. My next guest is David Coleman, Senior Counsel, Great Lakes Justice Center. He's been here many times before. David, good to have you this morning.
Great to be back, Steve.
Good to have you here for sure. We were just going through this right to life supporter being shot in the back in Lake Odessa. And I mention it, David, because you have some breaking news for us on that story today, I understand.
Yes, that's right. The lady has hired Great Lakes Justice Center to represent her in this matter. So we're just getting into it really this morning and going to be gathering more information and getting more details, which I'm sure we'll be able to share later this week with your audience.
Well, let me ask you this. What can you tell us about the shooting? Any idea why she was shot, what she was shot with? Where is the suspect in the shooting?
Yeah, all good questions, and we're trying to gather more information there. But I can tell you it was a long-barreled gun, the way our client describes it. And she was not in an argument, as it's been portrayed in the press, like she was somehow causing this herself, you know, that she got shot because of something she did. That's the implication from the media reports I've seen. That's a flat-out lie. That is not true. She never raised her voice. She never got in an argument. And she was walking away when the homeowner told her to leave the property and got irate and violent and confrontive with our client. And so she was leaving and got shot as she was leaving. It's unbelievable.
And who was she confronted by again?
There was a lady who we believe was the owner of the home. Again, we're getting more information, but she was discussing things with the woman. A man came around the side of the house who she never had a single word with, never talked to the guy at all, and he's the one that shot her.
In the back. In the back.
Well, that's I can't say that for sure yet. We're still gathering more information.
I got you. But she was shot.
Yeah, front, back, absolutely.
Doesn't really matter.
Treated front at back, the hospital. Yep.
Right, initial reports were she was shot in the back as she was turning to leave. But, I mean, this is pretty pretty important, pretty incredible, right?
Oh, it's unbelievable that here somebody gets shot like this and the governor doesn't come out and condemn it, this kind of violence. And you know what? We also have a client, a pregnancy clinic in Lansing that we're going to be working with, who has been threatened and signs put up by this Jane's Revenge group threatening violence against the clinic here right in Lansing. It's unbelievable the level of violence and this. I don't even know how to describe this. These actions by these pro-abortion folks.
Let me ask you this:
they can't even stomach anybody opposing them or giving rational reasons for not supporting Proposal 3.
Let me ask you this: would you consider somebody shooting a woman, an elderly woman, discussing a proposed ballot initiative, wouldn't you describe somebody that would shoot her as a domestic terrorist?
Well, using their definitions, absolutely. But it certainly is attempted murder. It's a number of other crimes. And we've reached out to the state police, and we're waiting to hear back from them as to where things stand with the investigation. Obviously, the police aren't going to say a lot while an investigation is pending. But we're going to try to get as much information as we can.
But again, what do you say to Governor Gretchen Whitmer and her lack of any response?
Well, again, I would think that those on all sides would want to come out and condemn this type of action, this type of activity, and calm the waters. This is ridiculous. People need to be able to discuss Proposal 3 without having riots and fighting and shootings and stabbings or anything else. It's ridiculous.
And again, where's the governor? What do you say about that?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this happened a week ago. It happened a week ago to today. So I don't know where any of these folks on the pro-abortion side are. Why aren't they coming out and condemning this? They're saying nothing about it. And you know, this proposal, Steve, is so bad. It's going to do away with the minor consent laws. It's going to do away with parental knowledge and consent. A minor is going to be able to get an abortion without the knowledge or consent of the parent. It guarantees abortion right up to the moment of birth. It guarantees partial birth of abortion, which is barbaric. That's where they stick the scissors they into the base of the skull of the baby after they pulled the baby out all the way and to, up to the head and then suction out the brain. It's barbaric. These sorts of things are going to be allowed if Proposal 3 passes. People need to understand this is not putting Roe v. Wade back in place like the left claims. That's a lie. This is allowing abortion at any time, right up to the moment of birth. It would put our law on the same level as China and North Korea. That's how extreme this law is. The people of Michigan need to be told the truth, and then when they are, I believe they'll vote this down.
Except that it doesn't seem... It doesn't seem that there's much money being spent to educate the voters of Michigan about what Proposal 3 really is, how barbaric it is, how it eliminates parents being involved, how it would allow abortion. Because you tell people, it'll mean abortion up to the moment of birth. Oh, it doesn't mean that. People don't know, right. David. They don't educate themselves. Real quickly, I'll give you the last word here.
Right. Well, there is a coalition with Right to Life, Michigan Catholic Conference, other organizations. I know ads are going to be running. But they're also getting the word out. People, look, everybody has a circle of influence. Everybody has friends, family, neighbors, church, work, everywhere where they know people. They cannot sit back and be quiet. They have to understand how serious and barbaric this law is. And they need to speak up and tell their friends. If enough people start doing that, it won't matter how many millions of dollars the Planned Parenthood abortion providers put into their ads and how much they lie. It won't matter because people will know the truth.
David Coleman, Great Lakes Justice Center. Pro-life people getting gunned down in the streets. Thank you for being here.